Us here at 89.3 WKKC.
Harold Washington College at 30 East Lake Street in downtown Chicago offers classes in digital multimedia design, computer assistant design, management and marketing, substance abuse counseling, tourism, hospitality, and horticulture. Registration is going on now. Call Harold Washington College at 312-553-6000, 312-553-6000, or go to www.ccc.edu. Harold Washington College, 30 East Lake Street. Change your life for the better today. Call Harold Washington College. Enroll, get a job skill or a degree, and get paid. 312-553-6000. Your success starts here at Harold Washington College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago.
Healthy Fresh Art Mart.
This week, enjoy Art Smart products your family will eat up. One serving of Van Gogurt contains the live and active culture your kids need. Buy one, get higher test scores free. And nothing satisfies a child's craving for self-expression like Tchaikovsky's Nutcrackers, now with more music and dance in every bite. Try original flavor or new Sugar Plum Fairy. Feed your kids the arts. Visit AmericansForTheArts.org to learn how. The arts. Ask for more.
We are Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC, HD1 Chicago.
Play. I took the kids to the park today, enjoying watching them run and play, noticing how quickly time passes away, how fun it was for me back in the day. Remember your friends asking, can you come out to play, holding your breath for what your mama would say, knowing you weren't obedient that day. Oh well, what can you say, you reap what you sow, you shall pay, but you must take time to enjoy the play. Children remind you the proper way that life should be taken day by day, play by play, and pray by pray. This is Just Lily, and you're listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe on 89.3 WKKC. For more, you can go to my website at www.juslillie.com. No T, ebonically, Just Lily, that's me.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WKKC Radio, Kennedy King College, or the City Colleges of Chicago. 89.3 WKKC proudly presents Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. And now, here's your host, Dennis Snipe.
It's exactly 9 a.m. in the city of Chicago, and you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our communities, entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. Hey, do me a favor. Call your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your best friend, your girlfriend, significant other, or whoever else I may have left out of this list, and let them know that Focus Talk with Dennis Snipe is now on the air. Well, you say it's a talk show. Well, I want to know what you're talking about. Hey, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about politics, religion, personal development, education, and then from time to time, we are highlighting positive people doing positive things in and around the city of Chicago. We're broadcasting to you live from the campus of Kennedy King College, conveniently located on the corners of 63rd and Halsted, nestled in the Inglewood community. Now, if you need to know more information about who we are or what we do, or possibly even taking classes here at Kennedy King College to change the rest of your life, or maybe pick up some skills to kind of augment what you're doing in your present life, hey, classes are available right now, 773-602-5000. Give that number a call to pick up a schedule and see how you can change the rest of your life. Kennedy King College is one of the seven city colleges of Chicago. Success begins here. Well, we got a great show lined up for you, as we do each and every week, bringing you news and information. At 9:50, we're talking with Cassandra Griffin about success and satisfaction, personal development, and taking the next steps to kind of get the cobwebs out and do some different things in your life. At 9:30, we are talking to motivational speaker Mr. Eric Morris, and he's giving us the wrap on our young people. Check us out at 9:30 to hear Mr. Eric Morris. But for right now, We're talking to Mr. Tom Clark, who is the president of the Community Media Workshop. Now, for the most part, the landscape of media is changing a great deal. Things have changed a whole lot from the community radio station and local radio, syndicated radio, podcast, HD, internet, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So, now, what does that mean for your favorite show? The favorite show that may have giving you information about what's going on locally, that's changed a great deal. And then in addition to that, a lot of the radio stations sound the same. As we talked about earlier off mic, the homogenization of radio, whereas everything sounds the same. But we're going to talk about that today, and we're taking your calls or your comments at 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-WKKC. 9552 is the number in code. And Tom, how are you today?
Good morning, Dennis. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Thank you so very much for coming out and sharing some information with us today about the Community Media Workshop. Now, for those who don't know, can you give us the quick and dirty on what the CMW is all about?
We try to connect community organizations and neighborhood leaders with the media, okay, so that their stories can be told more effectively and hopefully reach a broader audience. 20 years ago, when we started up on the west side at Malcolm X College, the particular focus at that time was, how can you pitch the Tribune more effectively? How can you get onto Channel 2? The last 3 to 5 years, a lot of our attention has moved from not only traditional or mainstream media, but how you can turn the camera or microphone around and get your website going, enrich that website with multimedia content. How do you shoot video about your organization's work so you can get it on the air through your own website? And part of the reason for that is that this digital era that we're in provides so many potent tools for us to use to get our own stories out. But part of it's also a recognition that mainstream media is shifting and changing, and there are fewer options than ever. When we started, the workshop was trying to get underrepresented voices into mainstream media and into the boardroom at the Tribune editorial board and whatnot. We still do that, and our recent conference that attracted more than 200 people to Columbia College, we certainly had dozens of reporters talking about how they like to use organizations as sources, and we can talk some more about that in a little while. But the great interest and buzz at our conference this past June was around social media. Okay. And how can you get a Facebook account going for your organization, and literally put people through a half-day training program on how to shoot video and get that up on your website. So the media landscape is indeed shifting, and we are all a big part of that shift as we begin to adopt these digital tools and start telling our own stories.
Now, in the very beginning, one of the goals was to show the two sides of the city. You know, that you have the side that is the social buzz, and a whole lot is going on with the opera, and then you have another side that's not as pretty. Now, considering that a lot of time has elapsed between, you know, when you first started, are there more parts of the city to show now as far as it changing even more?
Well, first of all, as a lifelong Chicagoan, we all live in a world-class city that has a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But whether it was 20 years ago or last week, the Goodman Theater, a world-renowned theater, is far more likely to get coverage than Black Pearl in Hyde Park. It's not that what Black Pearl's doing is any less important. In fact, I would suggest, having been there several times the past year, there's as much activity and as many people going there for the programs at that community center, cultural center, as you have downtown at the Goodman. But it's the nature of power and money where the Goodman's going to get more regular coverage, and in an era where there are fewer theater reviewers at the Sun-Times and the Tribune, and the Defender is only available online, there are going to be fewer options for community or neighborhood cultural institutions to get the kind of coverage that, quite frankly, they never quite got as much as downtown. But now they may need to take more things into their own hands to create that coverage themselves.
So needless to say that there's an art form to doing that, and that's what the CMW does. It basically teaches you how to do it
effectively. We are trying to help organizations that don't have a big PR budget, don't have a communications director, figure out how to develop a communications strategy, teach their leaders how to speak in front of a microphone or on camera. That is indeed what we're trying to do. And the same thing as a corporate CEO might get for training before he or she goes in front of a big press conference, we're trying to do that with neighborhood groups.
Okay. Now, is there a desire for new stories from community pieces or from ethnic media? Does the mainstream media really want that?
Actually, mainstream media knows that all their surveys indicate that local news is what most people are still looking for.
Okay.
And in fact, community newspapers and ethnic news outlets, both broadcast and print, have been undergoing somewhat of a revival the last 5 to 10 years, even as traditional mainstream outlets have been trying to find their way. Now, everyone's affected by this recession, and that's certainly the case for smaller media outlets like ethnic newspapers. Mm-hmm. But putting that little fact aside, there is a vital, loyal audience for those kind of outlets, and indeed, we have started a program the last couple of years to try to help ethnic news outlets cover more stories and expand their influence. Many of them don't have websites or they don't have very active websites, and we're going to see if we can't help them raise their profile.
Now, is that enough? Because when you think about it, the bottom line is that I want to be able to put the story on the front page that will attract the most viewers, listeners, so on and so forth. So when you look at it from that point of view and we talk about the bottom line, the dollar, even as we talked earlier about off mic about Tom Joyner and WNUA, is it really pulling in enough numbers for me to keep it afloat?
Well, in fact, traditional media is having quite a challenge of its own, mm-hmm. Holding on to viewers and readership. Even before this recession started, you saw newspaper readership shrinking. My kids, while they grew up in a household that had 3 newspapers delivered to the front door, I don't think have touched newsprint in 10 years. They're both young adults now. They're not any less informed of the world. They just, through the internet, have a lot of other places they can go and visit to discover what it is they're interested in reading about or looking at today. The role of the traditional metropolitan newspaper has shifted as younger readers and viewers have shifted their attention to other places. That impacts advertising dollars. What most people don't realize is that the 50 or 75 cents you pay for the newspaper barely pays for the paper and the delivery costs. Wow. All the newspaper staff and other expenses are covered by advertising, and advertising has shrunk. Some of it has gone to the internet, but even with the recession, some of it, quite frankly, for the moment, has disappeared. In the case of Tom Joyner, I can speak personally about the changes at Clear Channel, which controls 7 radio stations in this market, that all used to be independent stations going back 10 or 15 years. And I was part of a Sunday morning rotating host of a public affairs program on smooth jazz. And that format changed with 2 days notice to Spanish language pop. And our public affairs program of 15 years disappeared. So the Chicago Reporter and Catalyst and Stan West and myself don't have that regular weekly outlet to bring community leaders on the air to talk about important issues of the day. We're still trying to find another place to go, but as the Clear Channel managers would explain, their advertising dollars tanked over the last year. And that is part of why I think they gave up the Tom Joyner thing. They are trying to cut costs.
And that's the bottom line.
Notwithstanding the fact that Joyner has a huge, loyal audience, he costs money. And they figured they could put, in effect, cheaper programming on the air by going to another alternative and save a few bucks and not have to pay for his licensing fee.
So now, here's the other side of that. Now, you hear a lot of people say, well, they took off WNUA and there's no more smooth jazz, or there isn't any place that I can go to hear what's going on in the community. So would it be the responsibility of listeners to kind of knock on the door of Clear Channel or different outlets to say, hey, this is what we want, and you've taken it off, and we no longer have an outlet, we no longer have a way to hear what's going on? So should more responsibility be put on the community or put on Clear Channel or other affiliates like that? Or what do you do in that situation?
Well, I certainly think we shouldn't just sit back. Clear Channel should certainly get phone calls and letters and notes, and they did when Tom Joyner was taken off the air. There was no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But Clear Channel itself might be filing for bankruptcy. I mean, there's no question that the media landscape shifts that we talked about earlier are impacting even so-called mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And as a result, particularly in this recession, where there is an actual drop in advertising dollars, they're hurting. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about setting up a fundraising walk or a tag day for Clear Channel. Don't get me wrong. But, in fact, I think there are some other things listeners can do. Uh-huh. If you're missing smooth jazz, there's a great community radio station with WDCB, much like WKKC. I think more and more of us are looking for these low-power, community-licensed radio stations to get our content. A, they're commercial-free. B, they're member and listener-supported. And C, they have local personalities like yourself, Dennis, doing the programming. That's what people really want to hear. They don't want to hear some computerized program thing about smooth reggaeton out of L.A. It just doesn't fit the Midwestern sensibility, be we Latino, Caribbean, or African-American. It's just not what we're about here in the Midwest, in the heartland. So I think there are other opportunities on the radio dial, on the TV dial, but certainly if you were hearing something that you like that you don't hear anymore, that station needs to hear from you.
9:15 in the city of Chicago, you are in tune to the thought-provoking, solution-oriented talk show, daring to make a difference in our community's entitled Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe. Today we are talking to Mr. Tom Clark, who is the president of the Community Media Workshop. Now, if you have any questions or comments about media, or you would like to get some tidbits on how you can go to the next level with your community-based organization or possibly your school or what have you, give us a call right now, 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Tom, I have a question. Years ago, we went through the deregulation piece, or what they call the rape of Ma Bell, and how after that particular piece dissolved, and you had all of the other smaller companies that popped up because the larger one was no longer there. So now, do we look at Clear Channel the same way, that if it were to tank, that you would have a lot of smaller radio stations that would appear and possibly give way back to the original individuality of communities and organizations and people?
I think the jury is out. With the change in administration, we may have a differently oriented FCC, that's a Federal Communications Commission, which regulates, or used to, who can own broadcast stations, how many can be owned in the same market, and some semblance of keeping track of what kind of public affairs or return back to the community those broadcast licensees have responsibility for. What much of the public doesn't understand is that we own the public broadcast airways, both TV and radio. The federal government licensed the right to use those frequencies to for-profit companies. They are supposed to give something back. Over the last 20 years, and this is not just a Democrat or Republican issue, everybody has been not doing a good job in making sure the public benefit remains on the broadcast airways. Mm. And with the advent of internet, and for that matter, even cable TV, some of the ability to influence the broadcast airways has been diluted. Some of us who still rely on rabbit ears can't even get all the TV stations we used to be able to get. And, of course, exactly. They would love us to get HD TVs or get that cable hookup. Despite my being in the media, I'm still a non-cable household. My wife was afraid I'd become a C-SPAN junkie a few years back. And I guess I agreed with her because we didn't get cable. But the real issue now is no one is certain coming out of this recession and the new regulatory environment who's going to end up with these stations. Clear Channel may, in fact, start selling some. No one knows for certain. And it's not clear to what extent they're going to try to get back the relatively high costs they incurred over the last 5 or 10 years assembling this 1,500 station empire they have around the country, or if there's going to be a fire sale, in which case there may be opportunities for more local folks to step up and gain some of these frequencies.
You know what, I want to touch on an issue real quick, and then we're going to talk about the organization itself. But also there's another piece where artists now are petitioning that radio stations pay them for playing their music. What are your thoughts?
Well, I understand as a photographer why artists are trying to get their fair share of some kind of compensation for their intellectual property, which, of course, the stations are selling ads against and making money from. The timing couldn't be worse in terms of these recessionary pressures and the shifting media landscape. These broadcasters don't have the deep pockets, and I'm not, again, trying to make excuses for them. They don't have the deep pockets they did 5 or 10 years ago. Nonetheless, artists clearly deserve some kind of compensation for the way their talent is being used to promote these radio stations.
Okay. Now, what does that mean as far as the listener, that we'll have to have a subscription radio?
Well, that's what Sirius and other subscription radio people would love to hear, but, you know, Sirius is having trouble.
Okay.
Although it looks like maybe they have survived their latest financial scare. I feel like I'm ending up as an apologist for the industry here, and I'm just trying to explain to your listeners some of the economic dynamics that are going on. The opportunity, to my mind, and one of the reasons that radio in particular, even before this recession, was threatened, was the iPod.
Mm.
Quite frankly, the ability to file share and to download music via the internet really dramatically shifted the way you and I would have gained access to new music when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do? We turned on LS or GCI or whatever to hear what the latest music was going to be.
Exactly.
Well, some of us might still do that, but it's not the primary way kids listen or discover new music today.
Yeah, not anymore.
They're not even passing CDs around necessarily. They're file sharing, or they're out on the corner and hearing it in the local center, and that's the way music is getting around and shared and distributed. It's a very, very different environment. And quite frankly, the mainstream media outlets haven't quite caught up yet with how to capture that.
Making Media Connections Conference 2009, which just took place last month, and you've been doing it now for how many years?
The conference has been around for about 15 years. We used to do it we go back every June to Malcolm X, our founding base. The workshop these days is based at Columbia College, where we've had a rich partnership for about 15 years as well. The conference attracts 200 to 300 people. One of the advantages of the internet is you can actually still experience a lot of the conference through live blogs, video, and even some other web treatment at our website, communitymediaworkshop.org. We actually run three websites now. Newstips.org might be the easier one to remember, and that will link you to everywhere else. One of the interesting things that happened at this year's conference, notwithstanding a lot of attention to social media, is that we did go with conventional keynoters. We had, or somewhat conventional, as people would say, we had the Chicago bureau chief for the New York Times, Monica Davey, as our keynote speaker. And one reason we brought in traditional media is that the New York Times still has a lot of cachet and really does set the news agenda in many media markets around the country and, for that matter, the world. And Monica came to give a message to the groups that were assembled at our conference, which was how much more important they were than ever to her reporting. Because in this recession, she sees nonprofit communicators and other neighborhood organizations as the place to go to find out the impact of the recession on real people's lives. It was really interesting to hear this experienced veteran reporter want to hear from the groups that we had in the room at Columbia College, because they have the expertise to talk about how the recession is really impacting all our lives. So the mainstream media still really needs us, but they always had problems sort of finding us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the workshop did in part over the last 20 years, was to try to train news sources and let journalists know their stories. We did that through a still very popular annual media guide. It's about 300 pages now. Notwithstanding the shrinking media landscape, we have more information than ever, with direct phone lines and email addresses and cell phone numbers, for that matter, to reporters. We will have a considerably expanded ethnic news and online news outlet section in the 2010 edition that will be out this fall. You can find out more about this at our website at newstips.org. But I shared with you before we went on air a recent report we did for the Chicago Community Trust looking at this shifting media landscape. The question they wanted us to answer is, what happens if the Tribune and the Sun-Times, both of whom are in bankruptcy, disappear tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Where are we going to get our news? Where will citizens get the information they need to make good decisions? And so we examined upwards of 200 online news sites and blogs that we discovered around the Chicago region. We examined and researched 100 of them, and then we ranked 60 on the basis of both traffic, what kind of information they offer, how accessible are they, because we were looking at everything from public radio and college stations and the Defender and Chi-Town Daily News in every block to more traditional sites and blogs that maybe an Eric Zorn from the Tribune or a Lynn Sweet from the Sun-Times is doing. It was very interesting to do this kind of work because, first of all, I don't think anyone realized how many news sites there are out there. The other thing we discovered is that despite a lot of news sites, by the way, the Defender ranked very high as an online news site, even though there's not a print edition anymore. Mm-hmm. And as a result, well, two things. People are really searching out to find that local news, but despite the proliferation of internet sites and blogs, the traffic indicates they have not quite replaced what the Sun-Times and the Tribune used to do. We documented the drop in local news coverage over the last 14 years. It sort of peaked when Mayor Daley was elected in 92 and has been dropping off ever since. I don't think that's because there's less interest in local news. Quite frankly, the newspapers are shrinking. There are fewer reporters covering the news, and there is less newsprint being printed. Some of that's ending up on the web, but not all of it is. So we're in an in-between time now where, again, I like to think there's some opportunities rather than just looking at a rather depressing kind of situation. Exactly. With the way local news has diminished.
Okay. Now, for those who would like to get additional information about you, about the organization, how they can become a part, and the special opportunities that you have for students, how can we get in contact with you?
I often kid folks that we have built the workshop on the backs of student interns, but we keep reference files on our students. We give them good references when they get out in the world, and we're always happy when they graduate and move on and indeed move into the media landscape. 312-369-6400 is our phone number. Community Media Workshop at Columbia College can also be found on the web at newstips.org. Or you can email me directly, Tom, T-H-O-M, like the old shoe company, tom@newstips.org.
Okay, sounds good. Now, real quick, what can we expect in the upcoming days, months, or maybe even
next year?
Well,
we are celebrating our 20th anniversary, and in part a recognition of that celebratory spirit and the recession, we have been offering a number of free brown bag lunches. We have several still happening this summer and again in the fall. And so people can find out more information about that on the web at newstips.org. We also have a number of inexpensive $25 webinars that we're beginning to offer. While I still prefer the one-on-one face-to-face training,
we understand
with the internet and with people's time and budgets, the webinar might be a good way to go. So we have a number of those. In fact, we have one going on Monday. And people can call us at 312-369-6400 to get more information about that or sign up directly at newstips.org.
Sounds good. Tom Clark, thank you so very much for stopping by and sharing some information with us. Please know that the door here at Focus Talk is always open. You don't have to knock. Just come on in.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay.
You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3. Next, we're talking to Mr. Eric Morris, the motivator for young people. Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3 KKC.
Hey, baby. This is Bonnie DeShawn. And when I'm looking for the most interesting conversation about politics, education, personal development, and what's hot in Chicago, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I tune into Focus Talk with my good friend Dennis Snipe on Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC.
Do you know what you want in your life? Knowing what you want brings about clarity. And with clarity, you'll get more done, stay focused, and let go of things that drain your time and energy. Hi, I'm Certified Professional Coach Cassandra Griffin, and this is your New Realities Moment. For more information on creating new realities in your life, call 708-331-9725. That's 708-331-9725. Or visit www.newrealitiescoaching.com.
Some previous inductees to the National Radio Hall of Fame.
The Jack Benny Program.
This is Alan Freed.
Swings!
And now it's time for you to vote for the 2009 inductees into the National Radio Hall of Fame. Go to RadioHOF.org to cast your vote. It's totally free and totally cool.
Are you ready to rock and roll? Say, oh yeah!
Hurry, voting ends midnight August 1st. And listen to the Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony Saturday, November 7th.
Holy cow!
Vote now, RadioHOF.org.
Alderman Joanne Thompson of the 16th Ward presents the 2nd Annual 63rd Street Festival, Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th, the biggest Southside Street Festival in Chicago, starring Otis Clay, Denise LaSalle, Ben One, Butch Stewart, The Rich Kids featuring Keila Bell, Ward Brown, DJ Solo, Slick, Inglewood's own Devon Carlo, Chaotic Drumline, Arthur Sutton and the Gift of Praise, KKC Idol Irving Collier, and many more. There'll be vendors, a carnival for kids, Steppin', live entertainment, and fun for all, starting at noon both days. From Morgan to Halsted, it's the biggest Southside Festival in Chicago. The 2nd Annual 63rd Street Festival, Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th, presented by 16th Ward Alderman Joanne Thompson. For information and booth rental, call 773-434-3399.
Daly College, 7500 South Pulaski, offers classes in business, child development, criminal justice, computer information systems, and nursing. Registration is going on now, so call Daly College at 773-838-7500. That's 773-838-7500. Learn a skill. Call Daly College, 7500 South Pulaski, or go to www.ccc.edu. Daly College, 773-838-7500. That's 773-838-7500. Daly College. Enroll. Get some job skills or degree and get paid. Call 773-838-7500. Your success starts here at Daly College, one of the seven city colleges of Chicago.
Welcome back to Science Today. And the next caller is 9-year-old Philip.
Hi, well, I know the molecular formula for glucose, C6H12O6, and the general formula for an alkene is CnH2n plus 2, but I can't seem to find any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
My name is Khalif. You are listening to Focus Talk with Dennis Knight of Chicago's number one college radio station, 89.3 WKKC. Did everybody hear me?
Uh-huh. Everybody can hear you.
It's God given. It's God given.
Multiply the love of cause division. Dennis Snipe on the mic to enforce the vision. Economical living or political decision. Arts and street and even religion. More information than you getting on your television. Just take a listen. Just take a listen. Education's pivotal and plentiful. Something to enhance the brain mineral. In between the 9 and 10 a.m. interval. Focus a fold, let go or take hold. No slowing down on this open road. Put the pedal to the metal and go, 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 go. He's showing us the ropes, giving community hope when we don't know where to go. Focus all around these streets, and if you agree to disagree, step to the MIC and speak your peace. Don't and speak your peace, cause if each one teach one, we all are reached. We can resolve the beef. Focus talk, food for thought, we all gon' eat. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Focus. This is Focus Talk. Hey, hey, hey. WKKC with your host Dennis Snipe. Focus Talk. Hey.
It's 9:31 in the city of Chicago. You are right back in Focus with Focus Talk. I'm your host, Dennis Snipe, and I want you to know that the elevator to success is broken. So that means that whatever thought, dream, concept, or plan that you have in your mind, pull it out of your head, put it on paper, execute, make it happen today. Tomorrow just may be too late. With that in mind, classes are available here at Kennedy King College. Success begins here. Kennedy King College is one of the 7 city colleges of Chicago. To get more information, 773-602-5000. That's 773-602-5000. Now, if you want to know what we're doing or if you want to get in touch with us, log in to www.dennissnipe.com. That's www.dennissnipe.com. Or if something incredibly interesting is going on in your community, in your part of the world, drop us an email at focustalk@gmail.com. That's focustalk@gmail.com. Or if all else fails, just pick up the Alexander Graham Bell, dial those 7 digits or 10 digits, depending on where you are, and let us know. That is 312-409-9921, 312-409-9921. Now, as I promised earlier, I have an incredible young man in the studio by the name of Coach Eric Morris. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, what's happening, Dennis? What's up?
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You know, we've been working at this for the longest time to get you back on the show. Your schedule is just incredibly hectic, just kind of rigorous, doing so many different things. And I'm just happy to have you in the studio, that you took time out of your busy schedule to grace us with your presence.
Thanks, man. I'm celebrating my 4th anniversary yesterday, and then I came in this morning. So I'm a little tired, but I'm blessed to be here, though.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, for those who don't know, you are a teacher, you're a motivational speaker, you kind of hang out with some of the big wigs, T.I. and just all of the people kind of making it happen and giving young people hope in this, I guess you could say, we don't want to really say it's a dismal season that's going on, but during the difficulty. So give us some more information about that as far as what you do and how you motivate and encourage the kids.
Wow, it's you know, I'm a school teacher here on the west side of Chicago at ACT Charter, and then I'm a varsity basketball coach, and I'm a motivational speaker. But I'm doing a lot of motivational speaking with a lot of the hip hop artists. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are trying to give back. As you said before, I did some stuff with T.I. because he was doing his whole tour talking to the kids for his probation, mm-hmm. and I'm part of Trey Songz, Songs for Peace. And I'm doing some things with former gang leaders, and it's just been opening doors because, as you know, being in media, that the young people really listen to this hip-hop generation. So
right.
People have snuck me in the back door to bring my story of, you know, foolishness to becoming a teacher. So that's how I'm really getting around, just telling my story.
And an incredible story it is. Can you share a little bit of with us?
Yeah, it's it's being the son of a divorced family and being a little hard-headed growing up in the 90s, which everybody said was the crack era, and got involved in some real bad foolishness, and was able to get my case expunged. I know a lot of brothers that might be listening and sisters that's trying to get my case expunged, get their case expunged. It does happen, and I was one of the fortunate ones to get mine expunged. And then I went on this tear of changing my life and giving back because of all the foolishness I've done. I felt that I owe it to the community, to the world. Hey, I need to get on the right track. But it was rough. It was rough.
What was the fork in the road for you? What was that changing point, that turning point in your life that says, hey, this isn't for me anymore. I have to do something different.
Well, I was looking at 7 to 15 years fair time when I was sitting in that holding cell at Markham. I told God, I was like, if you get me out of this, I won't do it again. So that was the only fork, and my stepdad came and rescued me, and I went through the process, and God blessed me to come out. So,
wow. Now, you say that you work with former gang leaders and trying to steer young people to the right path. Now, I'm sure that can be somewhat controversial, couldn't it?
Yeah, I, to be honest with you, people always ask me, how did I get plugged into that? Because I played basketball coming up, you know, through Chicago, I was, you know, a lot of people that are involved in certain gangs, they give back. I know that seems kind of funny or weird to say that. And so I latched on to some of the people that I grew up with that wanted to give back, that had did some time and said, you know what, I want to change my life. Because a lot of these older guys, and I'm 35, I'm talking about guys older than me, they really want to change some of the things that was started and try to say, you know what, it could be a better way, that we don't have to do it this way. So, yeah, I get sometimes people say, well, how are you doing that? You know, I'm just doing it. And they're trusting me and I'm trusting them that we're doing it for these young people that are really out here killing each other.
Wow. Now, for the most part, you know, the older generation, they say on a regular basis, you know, the young folks are hard-headed. They really don't want to listen. You know, they wear their pants below their tails and they listen to this music where I really don't understand what they're saying. And no one wants to listen. So, first of all, what are they saying? What are the young people saying?
Well, in my experience, and just like when I was younger, nobody's listening to them. You know, they feel there's, you know, hey, don't nobody hear us. We want to express ourselves. So what we've done and what I began to do is take, you know, motivational speaking, been around for years. We know Les Brown, a lot of those guys. We just took it and I got involved in more of the hip hop part of it. Mm. We bring the message. Then we bring you your artist and or your athlete. And then they push the message, too. So I think a lot of young people just want to be heard. With the system the way it is, the educational system, our criminal justice system, a lot of young people feel like they're not being heard. So they're going to other avenues to get their point across. And there's a lot of anger with our young people.
Well, okay. So since you want to be heard, what are you saying that I should hear?
Right. you know, I guess a lot of young people, from my experiences, they go through a lot of divorce. That we have kids that go through self-esteem issues, parenting, you know, they don't really get the structure at home. So they're like crying out, hey, I can't get it at home, so I'm gonna get it on the street. Love, you know, if you're not embracing your son and daughter at home, that person on the street is gonna embrace them. So it's a lot of things that I picked up on when I went and spoke in Virginia. This young lady said, your story is the same thing I'm going through now. Mm-hmm. And nobody's listening. You know, the counselors are not listening. The teachers are not listening. They say, take this pill, take that pill. But really, it comes down to us as a people, across the board, just sitting down, being good parents, being good brothers and sisters, as far as if you have a brother, sister, and or friend, and just reaching out.
Now, on the flip side of that, what can T.I. tell me about my son or daughter, or what can T.I. tell my son or daughter that they can't get from me because I'm the one that's providing the roof and the clothing, right, and the food and so on and so forth? And the bottom line for those of us who grew up in the era, you know, with mama and daddy, look here, this is what you do. You don't ask any questions. Just do what I tell you to do because I'm your parent.
Right. It's, T.I. can tell him is what not to do.
Okay.
You know, this is what I did. Don't do this. And that's something that he's reached out and done. I guess, you know what, that's hard because that generational gap is so big now. You're like me and you, we grew up listening. Well, I listened so far to a certain point, listening to our parents. But now you got parents that's 23, 24. They didn't listen. So you have this age gap. So they're listening like, okay, I can't hear what you're saying, but I can understand what T.I. is saying because he's going through the same thing I'm going through. Or he says he's going through the same thing I'm going through.
Okay.
So
now, is there a solution? Because as we already stated, that this is an age-old problem.
Right.
This is something that has been perpetuated over the years, and it's going on and on and on. So either the audience isn't hearing the messenger, or the messenger isn't bringing the right message, or there's some sort of breakdown. So what makes what Eric Morris does, what makes that any different?
It kind of goes back to what you said, man. It's a breakdown. I'm, to be honest with you, we're not going to be able to save everybody.
Okay.
We say stop the violence, but to be honest with you, we can try to tame it. And what I'm saying is, if I can just get one or two people to hear my story and hear what I've went through and what I'm going through to change, you know, that would help. I'll be honest with you, it's tough. For us to say everything's just going to stop, you know, I'll be telling the story. So
okay.
It's basically just trying to put some fires out in our community, because it's us that's on the news. It's us running around here with the guns. It's us selling the drugs to each other. So just trying to tame, you know, the foolishness that's going on.
Okay. So the bottom line is that we have to accept the fact that we're not going to save everyone.
Right.
There are going to be some casualties of war.
Yes. I've come to that conclusion that, hey, and being a school teacher, somebody in the class is going to fail. Mm. Somebody's not going to do what they're supposed to do. Somebody's not going to listen. And you can offer opportunities, you can offer chance, like, you know, you can offer all these things, you know, but if they don't pick it up, somebody say, if you put $1 million in a book and you never read it, that $1 million is still there.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Now, as far as your presentation, what do you do? What is a Eric Morris presentation? What can I expect to see or hear, or how can I be inspired to go to the next level?
Wow. It's a lot of energy, a lot of fire, a lot of passion, because I speak from the heart. A lot of people ask me, well, I don't never see paper. I don't never see you writing nothing. Because when I go out and speak, I look at the audience and see where I'm at. So if I'm at a Bogan High School where there's a mixed crowd of kids compared to a school like a Robeson where it's more African-American kids, I bring the energy as far as what I've been through. It's tough. I mean, I just come with it. You know, I just say, Lord, speak to me to tell these kids, and I just tell them my story. So that's what you're going to hear, you know, feel a lot of energy, passionate, a lot of moving around, might jump off the stage every now and then. Mm-hmm. I've done that. I might come out of the stage. I like to mix it up because kids, they want to see something different. They don't want to hear the whole, all this, and you can make it. Yeah, I know I can make it, but then I have to bring out a situation in which I've made it to, you know, to show them that you can make it. So.
Okay. Now, as far as your participation with Trey Songz and some of the other individuals that you've toured with, what is the presentation there? Is it the same, or you mix it up with hip hop? Or
yeah, we mix it up with hip hop. The actual singers themselves and or athletes, they speak. We do panel discussions. We've done gift bags. We give out books. It varies depending on the school. Mm-hmm. Depending on what the artist feels. And usually the artist is doing a concert in town that day.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll come in and do a free concert, kind of like what Kanye did when he came in town, for the kids that morning, and then do something for the adults that evening. But it's really just coming in and talking to these kids.
9:45 in the city of Chicago. We are talking today with Coach Eric Morris about his career as a motivational speaker, some different bumps and bruises that he has taken in his life, and how he is presently using that to encourage and to help young people of today. If you have a question or a comment, 773-488-WKKC. That's 773-488-9552. Now, Coach, what do we expect to see on the other side down the road as far as what you do and who you are and the message that you bring in the next – where do you want to be in the next year?
Wow. In the next year, hopefully, I'll be doing the Black College Circuit, HBCUs. I just finished up Songs for Peace at Simeon about 3 weeks ago. I'm getting ready for another major event that's supposed to be coming up in August. We're working on the dates for that, either in Atlanta, doing some things with Trey Songz again. But about next year, I want to be hitting the HBCUs up, hopefully getting in some of these city colleges. But I've done most of the public schools. I've done most of the public schools, but really just taking it out of state. I've been to Virginia. We've done things in Milwaukee, but really just broadening it out. Detroit, L.A., Florida, some of the areas where it's pretty rough. So those are the things that I'm working on even as we speak.
How do you gauge your impact with your audience, and how do you develop the subject matter in which you address various audiences? Because as you mentioned, the Bogan crowd would be different than the Robeson crowd. So first of all, how do you gauge it as to your effectiveness? And then how do you plan or structure your presentation?
Well, usually, you know, I research sometime. To be honest with you, it's kind of tough. I guess I go on how the kids react, you know, any questions or anything that they do after I get done speaking. I usually just prepare myself by doing research on the school, what's going on in the school. And usually when we go in, or if I go in, something has happened. Mm-hmm. Somebody's either been shot, somebody was murdered in the area. So I use that as a gauge. So
now, what are the questions that some of the young people ask? Are the questions the same, you know, based on the age, or based on the demographic, or the racial makeup, or they vary, or how does that go?
The questions are basically the same. It's just different faces. Divorce is divorce across the board. Abuse is abuse. Selling drugs is selling drugs. So I'll have those guys who, you know what, they'll come to me and say, Coach, you know, I'm out here. You know, I get high. I went and spoke. I did something for the Ark of St. Sabina a couple of weeks ago, and we were speaking. It was more intimate setting. The brothers just say, man, I smoke weed. I got an issue. So I have to deal with those issues because in my presentation, I speak about that. I speak about how the drug sent me off and I wasn't able to play basketball in college because I couldn't get my grades together. So it varies. And I had a young lady in Virginia who cried and said, my father calls me this and that and said, you're going to be just like your mom. What do I do? Because of my story and how verbal abuse and saying you'll never be nothing. And so that's it varies. But the questions are the same, but the faces are different.
Wow. Wow. But it's the majority that it is the same question?
Same questions, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, for those who would like to get in contact with you or possibly visit your website, what's your contact information?
My website is egminc.info, and that's www.egminc.info. And then I have my MySpace. Yes, I am on the MySpace. And that's The Mentor, THAMENTOR 24. And then I also have my contact information if you want to book me or call me. And that's 312-952-1042.
All right. Now, are there any special events that we need to know about that's right around the corner?
You know what? I just finished up one. I have a graduation coming up. Matter of fact, it's a summer school graduation. I'll be speaking to some kids in Evanston. Mm-hmm. And then we have a date coming up where I'll probably be more likely out of town. And we're looking at a date coming up soon in August where I'll be doing something with Trey Songz. So you guys keep your ears posted to the radio. There will be something special coming up for the kids in August. So just keep your ears posted to the radio. I'll hear more information on that.
Coach, give us some closing words. Some words of inspiration, words to live by.
Someone told me this, and it's been a blessing that I've been able to help people. They said as you climb, don't look to the right or look to the left. Look down, and as you climb up, pull up.
Hmm. Okay. All right. I guess that kind of sums it up.
Yeah. So.
All right. Give us your contact information once again.
That's egminc.info, and that's www. Or you can go to the MySpace, which is The Mentor, THAMENTOR 24, and that's .com too. So.
Okay. Good deal. Coach, we thank you very much for coming by and sharing some information with us. You have to keep us abreast of what's going on with you from time to time, where you will be, and then maybe as you're globetrotting, you can just give us a call and let us know you're here, you're there, and keep us plugged on what's going on.
Thanks, man. I'm just blessed to be here, man. Thanks for reaching out to me. You know, it's been a blessing. We've work together, but I just want to say thanks, man, for having me out.
I appreciate it more than you know. You're going to hang around with us for a little while? We're going to take a few pictures at the end?
Yeah, we can make it happen. We can make it. Still celebrating my anniversary a little bit.
All right. Now, this is number four?
Yes, 4 years. It was Thursday, but my wife is, you know, taking master's classes, so we kind of celebrated yesterday, doing a little something today. So.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
to
man.
You.
I'm making it happen. And I'm a father and a husband.
All right. Well, we wish you many, many more.
Thank you.
All right. You're in tune to Chicagoland's number one college radio station, 89.3. WKKC, we have one final segment left, and it is entitled Success and Satisfaction with Cassandra Griffin. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you today?
I'm coming strong. How about yourself?
You know what? I am doing well. I am doing well. I've been kind of thrown by, you know, the fluctuations in the weather, but, you know, I'm still battling back. So what do you think about that as far as the weather is concerned and how the weather can kind of change your outlook on various things and life in general?
You know, the weather certainly can do that. We are influenced by so many things around us. And if you have your heart set on having a hot, warm Chicago summer and this has not been it, then you may have to make something else out of it because it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So just taking that lead right there, I will talk about it's all what you make of it.
Okay.
And so sometimes we have situations that we can influence and control, and then a lot of times we don't. And we just come across situations that are basically neutral on its face. You know, let's say, for example, the weather. It's a neutral thing. You know, it's not necessarily inherently good or bad. But we decide how we're going to respond and react to it. And that could be based on some expectations that we had. Maybe we thought we were going to have a barbecue and it rained all day, or maybe we thought it was going to rain all day and the sun came out. And it also could be based on other opinions of things that have happened to us in the past. So, you know, taking it away from the weather context, let's just look at our topic, success and satisfaction. Okay. A lot of times, how we view a situation and what we make of it influences the level of success and satisfaction that we experience in our lives.
Hmm. Okay. So what do we do in order to make sure that it's always a positive interaction or a positive response?
You know, I wasn't just going to say everything has to be positive because sometimes your reaction isn't positive. But just to be aware that you are making a situation, you have the power to make a situation what you decide is going to be. So you have the decision. Here's an example. A friend of mine was going out on a date with someone for the very first time.
Okay.
And she goes to the place where they're going to meet, and the person doesn't show up.
Oh.
Right. And so I was expecting her to say, oh, you know, he's this and he's that. And she's like, I just think something came up, and I'm sure I'll talk to him next week.
Okay.
Now, is that a usual response? A lot of us wouldn't go there.
No. So, no, right. None whatsoever.
Absolutely. So she made out of it a situation where she was open and understanding, and sure enough, she spoke to the person. He had a very good reason for not making that appointment, and the relationship and the communication has continued from that point. But we always are faced with an opportunity to look at things in a particular way. So one of the things I ask you is when you're making an opinion about something, see if your opinion and the way you're looking at it is either supporting your success and satisfaction or sabotaging your success and satisfaction.
Now, Cassandra, with that in mind, I understand that you have been giving information about individuals calling in or writing or emailing about their own personal success and satisfaction stories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, how is that coming?
Has been a little slow.
A little?
A lot slow. Like zero slow. And so
I
had an opportunity to decide, what was I going to make of that? Was I like, there's no one listening to my segment? Or I could say, well, people, I really am curious about why no one has responded.
Okay.
So I decided to take the position of curiosity. I'm like, huh, did I not explain this very clearly? Or are people not understanding the benefit that they can gain and other people can gain by sharing? So I decided to take a totally different spin, not to feel that you all don't like me, but that maybe there's an opportunity out there for me to learn from this experience.
Okay.
I still want to encourage people to share and step up into the spotlight and share their success and satisfaction. The opportunity is still there. So if you want to do so, please take advantage of it.
Okay. And they can email you their stories at?
Cassandra at newrealitiescoaching.com. And Cassandra, CASSANDRA at newrealitiescoaching.com.
Or they can call you?
708-331-9725.
Once again?
708-331-9725.
Sounds like a plan. And Cassandra, in closing, I wish you success.
And satisfaction.
Hey, we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hey, that's my time. It's time for me to wrap it up, pack it up, and get on out of here. I've truly enjoyed this time that I've spent with you. Look forward to another great show next week. And Derek McNeil and Charles Young with The Consumer's Eye is up next. Hey, I always try and leave you on a positive note. The positive note for today is that no matter what idea you thought that you may have missed or opportunity, whatever, you haven't missed it at all. As you're driving to your various destinations today, take a look in the rearview mirror on the side. It says that objects are closer than they appear. That's just something that I thought you should know. Stay focused. Dennis Knight, KKC.
You've been listening to Focus Talk, the thought-provoking, solution-oriented program daring to make a difference in our community. With your host, Dennis Snipe, on 89.3 WKKC, Chicago's number one college radio station.
Wheeler House Senior Residence, 1450 West 69th Street, is committed.